Good evening. My name is Dr. Hilary Van Horn-Gatlin, your moderator for tonight's house call. I am so glad that you are taking the time tonight to listen to our house call, Stay Around Telephone Group Visit, Healthy Families, Healthy Holiday Habits. Now, this is an interactive call, so if you have questions at any time, press zero. When you press zero, we're going to answer your questions live. If you want to schedule an appointment with your family's doctor or to address any concerns that might come up for you, just press 7 and have your Kaiser card ready. It's free to participate, so just stay on the line to join. Now, for those of you who are just joining us, there are three important things I want you to learn about from our house call tonight. Number one, how do you know when we need to make changes as a family? Secondly, holiday traditions versus holiday habits. What's the difference? And finally, one of the challenges for many of us parents is making healthier and painless changes as a family so it doesn't feel like our children are losing anything and we're still keeping the holiday spirit that we really want. Now, don't forget, if you're joining us right now, if you have questions, press zero, and we're going to answer your questions live as time permits. You can also make an appointment with your family's doctor to address any issues that might come up for you just by pressing 7. So again, 0 if you want your questions answered online by our experts, and 7 if you want to make an appointment with your family's doctor. Now, because the call is recorded, please just use your first name on air. And, of course, if you've pressed 7 and want to make an appointment, that information is completely confidential. So your continuing to listen and participate indicates your agreement with our recording. So have your Kaiser card ready and available if you want to make an appointment. So, ladies and gentlemen joining the call, we're going to start with a poll question. So true or false, healthy holiday habits, such as eating healthy and making life changes and choices, are more likely to stay with you if you learn them as a child. So again, the question is true or false. Healthy habits, such as healthy eating and life choices, are more likely to stay with you if you learn them as a child. Press 1 if you think this is true, and 2 if you think this is false. Again, 1 if you think that this is true, and 2 if you think this question is false. And I'm already looking at my screen here and getting a lot of answers. Excellent. Again, 1 for true, 2 for false. Healthy habits, such as healthy eating and life choices, are more likely to stay with you if you learn them as a child. So tonight, I am so happy to have a few of our wonderful South Sacramento providers joining us. We have Dr. John Struthers, Dr. Tracy Simmons, and Jennifer Ledoux of South Sacramento. So Dr. Struthers, Dr. Simmons, Jen, is this true?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and we learn so much as a young child, especially from our parents. Our parents are our first natural teachers of the world. And so learning healthy habits early on can be very, very helpful in maintaining these habits for life.
Interesting. Okay.
There's that emotional connection that you get with those habits. Mm-hmm. And so that's why habits are so hard to change. If you, you know, grow up with some bad habits, maybe associating reward and food together. So learning how to incorporate kind of that healthy, active, and not that food focus is a great thing to start as young as possible.
That's a really good point.
There are so many amazing things about the holidays that we definitely want to pass on to our kids, like the idea of giving and family values.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about ways that we can do that without having a focus on food, especially unhealthy food.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Struthers, is anything that you would add about these, making these healthy habits early on? I think about myself, you know, coming from an Italian family. There's a lot of fun things that we did around the holidays, but it was mostly food-centered and always fried and deeply sugared.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And but, you know, parents are such great role models, and just showing your kids other ways to do things, you know, making your holidays active,
mm-hmm.
the focus on activity instead of food
mm-hmm.
is really important. And as we mentioned, you know, trying to limit all those sugars that come with the holidays.
Yeah, excellent point. Now, again, for those of you who are just joining us, if you want to have your question answered live on air by our specialists, Dr. Simmons, Dr. Struthers, and Jen Ledoux, please press 0 and we will answer your question as time permits. You can also make an appointment with your family's doctor to address any concerns that might come up by pressing 7. So as we keep talking about this, I have to say this time of year, it seems so extra hard to make healthy choices for ourselves as parents, much less for our children. So between all the candy at Halloween, which, you know, for those of us who did go trick-or-treating, oh, my goodness, the massive proportions around Thanksgiving, just the meal itself, the leftovers, and then the holiday season comes, and with it, it's all the sweets, the parties, the candy cane. Mm-hmm. You know, at my kid's school, where, you know, there's a holiday party, and, you know, it's the gingerbread man and the gingerbread houses and the decorating. And then the weather that makes us want to stay inside, what can we do as parents to break out of it? It seems like it's inevitable.
It does. I think just focusing on keeping that activity going with the kids is good, because the sugar is gonna come. And I think mm-hmm. it's very hard to completely not have these goodies that we're going to see around the holidays and the extra calories around the holidays, the extra food, all the celebrations. So I think if we find some good activities that could be inside, or some family walks outside, things like that, to ensure that our kids are valuing that mm-hmm. that movement, that activity, and
right.
feeling how good it feels to be able to go move,
mm-hmm.
I think that can help with offsetting some of the sugary stuff. But then it's also that educating the kids so that they know what's going to give their body that good energy they need
yeah.
instead of the sugar crash that they may feel.
I'm assuming as a parent that also means that I need to walk the walk.
Yes, a good role model.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that is really helpful. Absolutely. And it's okay
yeah.
to say that it's hard.
Yeah.
It's okay
yeah.
to look at, like, ooh, we're going to grandma's house, and she's going to make her pie, and I'm so
yeah,
excited.
Right.
She'll
give me soda.
Yeah.
Give me hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Marshmallows. And you can use that kind of a moment to then talk about how you're going to make healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, well, I know we're going to have that pie, and it's my favorite part of the holiday. So I'm going to have a really small piece, and we can all do that together.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we can share a piece so that we're keeping our portions smaller.
Yeah.
And if you talk about a plan beforehand, you're much more mm-hmm. likely to then stick with your choices and not overdo it in the moment.
Mm, that's a good point. Okay.
And get that activity in, you know. Walk, you know, before meals, after meals. Make active play. Have kids, instead of, you know, they can decorate ornaments and make ornaments instead of decorating cookies
mm-hmm.
and all. You know,
mm-hmm.
so there's ways to use crafts and other activities to, you know, avoid all the focus on food as well.
Okay. All right. So this is a good point. Now, for those of you who are staying on the line, again, if you press 5 right now, you can also opt to join in to a future webinar that we're going to be hosting in 2018 to talk about helping our kids be healthy and really make these healthy habits as a priority over the next year. Okay, so now I've got another true or false question for our listeners at home. One sugary drink per day results in an additional 10 pounds of weight gained a year. One for true, two for false. So true or false, one sugary drink per day, and are we even talking hot chocolate here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
so one sugary drink a day results in an additional 10 pounds of weight gained a year. One for true, two for false. This is too crazy to be true. Dr. Struthers, Dr. Simmons, Jen, tell me this is not true.
Well, it is true.
10 pounds
yeah.
for one a day?
Sugar
what
drinks
about,
just
well,
add up over time.
Well, what about Gatorade?
Gatorade, too. Unfortunately, sports
really?
Drinks, yeah, sports drinks have a lot of added sugars, sodas, even juice. You know, it's healthy to eat an apple, eat an orange, but the juice is just the sugar squeezed out, and we don't get the full nutritional benefit that we want from the fruit.
And we're talking like a really, really big...
No, just 12-ounce soda,
12-ounce
one
soda.
A day for a year is 10 extra pounds.
10 extra pounds. Okay. All right. Wow.
So you don't drink your calories.
Yeah. What about smoothies?
Smoothies, unfortunately, same thing. What happens is that once you turn on that blender, you can put a lot of healthy stuff in a smoothie, but once you turn on that blender, we can drink more calories than we can eat,
mm-hmm.
and the sugars from all those sugars, even though they can be from healthy things, they come at our liver too fast, and our liver can't handle it and turns
wow.
it into fat. And that's the problem with sugary drinks, smoothies, juice.
Yeah. Okay. So we're starting to get some great questions, and so I want to ask this question. Then we're gonna split to a question. So taking all of this into account, and that is just wild to me that just one of these a day. What are the other heavy hitters when we talk about foods and drinks that are most common during the holiday gatherings, especially, which really get us into trouble? Because I know for the average adult, they say the average weight gain is about 5-10 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And so for our kids, my kids out-eat me on a daily basis. What do I need to be looking out for?
One of the biggest things you'll see, too, is all the fun stuff that comes up, all the parties, all the festivities, and they usually come with a snack. And it's usually not necessarily a carrot stick and, you know, a little bit of ranch dressing, right?
That's true.
Usually it's a snack. It's like cupcakes. It's festive. It's fun, right? And so you want to be careful with having too many of those snacks at these really big fun parties. Mm-hmm. You want to do other things that are not focused on food to help you get through.
Okay.
But, you know, in addition to the sugary drinks, it's all the added sugars in the food.
Yeah.
You know? So there's so many sugary treats and stuff. And that's one of those things, like Dr. Simmons mentioned, you know, decide what you're going to have in advance,
mm-hmm.
pick one,
mm-hmm.
have one during the evening if it's a party or a gathering, and then make the rest of your foods healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, another really great way to stick with that is to plan ahead and have a really healthy meal before you go to a party. That way your stomach is all full of really awesome fiber and good nutrients, and when you get there, it's much easier just to pick one treat.
Right.
Yeah, and bring your cut-up vegetables, your ranch dip or whatever,
right.
you know, and then you can have those to snack on, even if the rest of the
choices
aren't so healthy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, bringing your own dish is always a good idea. That's what I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
We go somewhere, we offer to bring our own, even if it's not a potluck. Can we bring a dish? And then we know there's something healthy that we can eat there as well.
Okay, all right. So I have to tell you, I've got a great question that I want to have asked. Keturah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So it's the baking season, and my kids all want to bake cookies, and they're asking for chocolate chips and things like that.
Absolutely.
What's a healthier alternative?
Yeah, great question.
This is a hard trap. And so a lot of times when we're looking at our most favorite things during the holidays, like chocolate chip cookies and baking, and we try to make it healthier, you kind of end up either substituting some things out, which make it taste completely different, and it's not the same at all, or you end up substituting one kind of a sugar for another kind of a sugar that for one reason or other we think might be better, but ultimately it's still sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So what we recommend is don't try to make your unhealthy things healthy.
Right.
Instead, have one cookie. And maybe instead of decorating cookies, you could try decorating ornaments
mm-hmm.
or decorating decorations and then
right.
give them out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the temptation's a little bit less.
Okay.
Or what about kind of teaching, using it as that learning lesson, too, with the kids that, yes, we'll bake these, but we're going to go take them to the homeless shelter. We're going to go donate them to this church so they learn that value of putting the
and instead of the baking in, you get a couple for yourself, and you also get to
go,
oh, I like that.
And give them away, yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot. Okay.
And then they're learning the values around the holiday season.
Yeah, the giving.
Right.
It's sharing that time together, and that's where the activity can really help, too.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you know, scavenger hunts. You can walk around the neighborhood, look at lights. You can say, who's going to find the first snowman? Who's going to find the first polar bear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, make it a fun thing, too. The baking, you can't... you know, don't cut that out, do that, but then add in other things as well.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Now, on the flip side, you know, we always talk about weight gain, but we've got Kim here, and Kim's got another really great point on the other end of things. Kim, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can. Everyone's always talking about how to lose weight and stuff during the holidays. Now, I have two kids that are at the lower end of the spectrum and need to actually gain weight in a healthy way. My question is, how do I address that during the holidays?
I think that's a great point. So for our picky eaters, what do we do for those kids where, you know, we're trying to make them healthy choices, but we also obviously want them to eat, and that can be, I think, especially as a parent,
mm-hmm.
equally anxiety-provoking.
Yeah, that's tough, and you know, you want to make, even for those kids that are lower in weight or more picky, you still want their the selection of foods and drinks that you give them to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because all bodies need healthy nutrition, regular activity, regardless of size and all. So
mm-hmm.
It helps everyone. We're finding that even on people who are not overweight, 40% have the same sort of metabolic problems as people that are overweight. So it's not
just
something.
Wow,
40%? 40%.
So what do you mean? 40% have the same metabolic problems?
They might have prediabetes. They
so
might
even
have
if they're
cholesterol
underweight?
Problems. Yes.
Heart
really?
Problems.
It doesn't discriminate, really. You know, it's
wow.
less common, but
yeah.
But it still happens. So
yeah.
that's where the focus on healthy nutrition, regular activity is so important
right.
For kids of all ages. And sizes.
And that goes back to building those habits young, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have a weight problem now, but if mm-hmm. we're teaching them habits that, no, you can eat this because you're thin and you
and I'm desperate for you to eat something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, then that's that habit that they're going to have into adulthood, and it
right.
might not be beneficial at that time, too.
How interesting.
And ultimately, these high-sugar foods, high-fat foods, really aren't going to have a whole lot of the nutrition in it anyway that you want your kiddo to have to get to a healthy weight. Whether you're going up or down. So a lot of the nutritional recommendations are actually very similar.
They are.
Really? And so
yeah.
the other thing I'm hearing you guys say, though, is that variety is important.
Mm-hmm.
So especially for our picky eaters. So I've got one of these myself. You know, for my pickier eater, it's so much easier to know, okay, well, at least she's getting calories because, you know, she'll eat the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So really I need to still be offering that variety
yeah.
of foods.
And starting to mix in new foods into foods that you know they already really like.
Oh.
So if you want to introduce broccoli a little bit more, you can start introducing the broccoli into the mac and cheese.
Right.
And once they really like broccoli, you can have broccoli on the side with the mac and cheese.
Ah.
And you can introduce cauliflower into the broccoli.
Right.
And so you can move through that way using things they already like and already enjoy and introduce new things slowly one by one.
And it, you know, it's important that it takes kids 10, 12, 14, 18 times, you know, trying something before they'll accept it. So.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's natural
that.
To kind of reject it at first. Yeah.
So no matter how many times my 2-year-old throws it on the floor, you're telling me I need to put it back on the table.
Yeah, maybe not
that
key.
Okay.
But, you know, we talk about what's called the division of responsibility. Parents are in charge of what's being served. Kids are in charge of how much, what they select from
mm-hmm.
the plate
mm-hmm.
and how much. And if you make the plate healthy, then they'll be selecting from a range of healthy foods.
Right. Okay, interesting. Now, I've got a really interesting question from Maria here that she asked me to read off, which is, it says, Dr. Struthers, Dr. Simmons, Jen, what do? I feel like a short order cook in my house.
Yeah.
What are the options of making it healthy for everybody?
Mm-hmm. That's a really hard problem.
Wow. And
yeah.
I don't know how many of us have
like
time for that, but
yeah.
It's exhausting.
It's, yeah.
So, yeah, this is where it's real important. Just to, we recommend actually just serving what the same meal to everyone, and some kids will resist it. They'll
right.
Fight it, but they won't, won't starve.
Okay.
They won't starve. So even if they go to bed hungry,
mm-hmm.
they'll learn this is what's being served, this is what's and I'm hungry and I'll eat it.
So,
and it
yeah.
actually does work. You just have to be consistent, which is the
okay,
tough part.
Okay, so be consistent, stick with it, and it sounds like also maybe make sure that I have a really good, hearty, healthy breakfast the following day if they're going
and
to bed.
Yeah, I mean, avoid the battles, you know, because
yeah.
Just be a matter of fact. Okay, I guess you're done with your meal now. Let's go read, and then we can get a bath and go to bed.
Okay.
The other thing that helps a lot with this kind of a change is modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking at, okay, if I'm saying my kids need to have broccoli, am I eating my broccoli? Is
yeah.
half of my plate veggies if I want half of their plate
yeah.
veggies? And they are. They're learning from you, especially at this age. It's quite magical.
Okay.
Yes.
So, again, for those of you who are on the line, if you have a question that you want to ask our experts, please press 0. And we will get to your calls as much as we can. If you have a question or concern for your pediatrician after listening to this, go ahead and press 7 and let our people know. So we talked about the areas which really get us into trouble, but what about everything else? What about the general foods available to us around the holidays? Anything that you want your patients and families to know, just, you know, kind of thinking ahead? You know, I know for myself we've got 5 holiday parties coming up in the next 10 days alone.
It's a lot. It's
yeah,
okay.
It is.
Get sleep,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And so one of the things to kind of keep in mind is looking at the big picture of, you know, this will happen every year, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays come around. And so thinking about things that are most important to you and being able to say no. sometimes being able to say no to that extra party for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to four places in one day. That's okay to do.
That sounds attractive, actually.
Or scheduling in some just downtime with your kids to play and have unstructured things can be really helpful for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be really stressful this time of year, and sometimes we bring a lot of that on ourselves with all the, you know, traditions we try to keep going on, bringing on new traditions, all the parties, and it gets stressful. So sometimes it's that, I love that, just kind of step back and you can say no.
Yeah.
Or even just go to a party later after you know they're done serving the food and everybody's winding down anyway, so you just go, do the social, and then get out of there type thing. So make it easier.
Okay. So again, for those of people who are still on the line, press 5 if you would like to be part of an upcoming webinar for 2018 around a lot of these issues. Again, please press 5 if you'd be interested in learning more information from our experts in 2018. So, you know, we've covered making the holidays about more than just food, limiting the sugary drinks, thinking about our portions and good choices. And it sounds like also me looking at my own parenting. Final thoughts for us, Dr. Struthers, Dr. Simmons, Jen, things that you would say that you'd really want us to think about.
Now, I think a lot of parents that I meet hear all this and they go, oh, my goodness, I have done so many different things wrong. My kids are totally going to be marked for life.
Yes.
And it's so not true. Right? So you're at a really great point where you can start making changes and that's okay. You know, they're going to follow what you do.
They're adaptable.
They are very adaptable. Kids love to learn. And it's never too late to make small changes here and there to make the holidays what you think is important.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's, you know, that's family time, really. You know, time with family, time with friends.
Right.
And so put the focus on that, you know, try to shift it away from food, from and make it active, you know, choose the one food, that the one treat that you're going to have at an event, and then just make it about, well, we're just going to go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to be do something active as well. And a lot of times those new traditions can really take root, you know, in your family and among your friends.
And this could even come into play with gift giving as well. Mm-hmm. If you have a goal of wanting to help your family be more active, you can choose gifts that will support that. So maybe
family,
or bocce ball, or
whatever.
I love
bocce ball. So, I have to say, Becky, it looks like you had the same surprise and shock around the sugary drinks. Becky, do you want to ask your question?
Is Becky. I have two older daughters, 13 and 11, who play competitive sports year-round, multiple sports, and I get so much conflicting information about what drink they should be using to refuel. Someone who was a college athlete, I push water more than anything else, but I've been told multiple times by different trainers that they need to be drinking Gatorade for the electrolytes. And I get that, but it's really sugary. So I've been trying to push more coconut water, and chocolate milk has also been put on the table a lot. Now, granted, my kids are not on they're very low BMI because they play multiple sports. But my concern is, as a former college athlete, I was always told, you can eat anything you want, you can eat anything you want. But then when I became an adult, I couldn't change my habits.
Yeah, you have a great point that many of us share, which is, you know, we make these habits when we're having a activity level that we will never have again in our lives, and then age starts catching up with us too. And it does not work out so well for us. So I have to say, it sounds like Becky's doing a great job with the water, but you've got coaches and the electrolytes and
really
Gatorade.
You really want to do water, like you mentioned, Becky. You do lose salts and things from, you know, exercise, vigorous exercise and all, and but those get replaced just with the foods that we eat. You know, we don't need those drinks. And those drinks, like you said, have a lot of added sugars. Our body can't handle those well. And then it ends up causing problems. So I also recommend, even it's really just a few Olympic athletes that need Gatorade. It's most of us, even at the competitive college level and all, water really is best.
So is there any time that we should be looking for those extra electrolytes, something like Gatorade or something like that?
The pediatrician tells you to.
But even then,
stomach virus.
Yeah, sometimes we do use it when a kid's vomiting.
I'm thinking Pedialyte.
Yeah, because Pedialyte, you know, kids lose their taste for Pedialyte. Other than that, it's really not necessary.
All right.
There's a lot of marketing around, though.
Yeah, there is a lot of marketing, I was going to say. Yeah, absolutely. So I have to say, I am so glad that you joined us tonight. And I want to give a big thank you to Dr. Struthers and Simmons and Jen Ledoux. Now, remember, if you have questions that we didn't answer tonight, you can follow up anytime with your pediatrician or family doctor. And you can also get more information on KP.org, and house calls are now available on our Kaiser Permanente South Sacramento website on the Health Resources homepage. For generic non-personal questions, you can also call 916-544-6220 to our Health Education Department, and they can connect you with a health coach to let you know more about this program and other programs to help you stay as healthy as possible. And again, if you are interested in future information and webinars around healthy family habits, it sounds like a lot of this is parenting, you know, and supporting our kids.
And
supporting our kids and making, you know, these good decisions from a really early age. Press 5. So again, just press 5, and we will get in touch with you in 2018 around a webinar that we're planning on putting together around a lot of this. So I have to thank both of you. As a parent of kids, I actually emailed myself about this call. I want to thank you guys. I learned a lot. I hope that those of you at home did as well. And again, don't hesitate to press 5 if you want to learn more in 2018. So happy health, have a happy holidays, and a happy, healthy family.
All right.
Thank you. Good night.